It's my song, and I sing for the man in the wings. Is it strange when we never have shared anything? I don't ache for some tender exchange in the dark that will pause, but the purest refrain will haunt us again, and he has that with me when I've nothing to bring. I sing the man in the wings. We won't speak, he won't ask me to follow him home, and his name, if I ever did know it, is gone. Back to back, I can hear his pulse rising with mine, both in time. I'll be waiting for him before I begin each line, and he won't mind that I've nothing to bring when I sing for the man in the wings. And they tell me he walks alone. It is said that he is dumb, without knowing the shape of him. I am certain they are wrong. We meet in a different place, me, the man, and the song. I don't long for some fleeting exchange in the dark that will pause, but the purest refrain will haunt us again, and he has that with me when we've nothing to bring. I sing for the man in the wings. Thank you.
Tired of gasping for a bit of fresh air in your musical world? Try a swig of Gulp Radio. It refreshes. GulpRadio.com.
96 degrees in the shade. Real hot in the shade. 96 degrees in the shade. Real hot, oh yes, in the shade.
Five o'clock sharp, alarm, alarm. Brooklyn is crawling with famous people. I turn my vehicle beneath the river west from south. Through the airwaves, people never read the airwaves. Do we only feed the airwaves? I really should have seen. Line our new freeway. Here in the half light, the motorhomes leave here. Knee deep in water, under a pylon. How slow my heart beats, how thin the air I'm breathing. To wait for morning. No, it was nothing. Some car backfiring. Please don't ask questions. I itch all over. Let me sleep.
This is KZRJ LP Jerome and the Verde Valley. We started off the set that time with Alison Moyet from 2007's The Turn. We heard The Man in the Wings. Then Philippe Entremont from 1998's Debussy Piano Music with number one Andantino con Moto. And if I pronounced any of that correctly, let me know. GulchRadio@hotmail.com. Also Third World with the title cut from their album 96 Degrees in the Shade, we heard 1865, parenthetically titled 96 Degrees in the Shade. Finishing off that set was Thomas Dolby from 1982 off the Golden Age of Wireless. We heard Airwaves. That one culled from a piece of vinyl, which you may or may not remember. Actually, it doesn't matter your age. It's making a big comeback. If you'd like to hear some more vinyl or at least music files dubbed freshly off vinyl, make sure you check in with Karsos this Saturday. He'll be in from 6 to 8 o'clock. A lot of great music, all of it, or soon to be all of it, called from Delicious Vinyl. Karsos back on the air this Saturday night and every other Saturday night from 6 to 8 here on Gulch Radio. More info on the website. We continue now with Roy Buchanan. Here is I Won't Tell You No Lies.
Thank you. was your man. Hey, hey, when I was your man. If I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you? Do all the things that only a best friend can. Oh, only best friends can. Help me pick out your clothes before we go out. Not that you're helpless, but sometimes, sometimes those are the things that being in love's about. If I was your one and only friend, would you run to me if somebody hurt you? Even if that somebody was me. For some time, well, then could we just hang out? And could we go to a movie? Could together? Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helpless, but sometimes, sometimes, those are the things that living love's about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little self-centered, but I say I won't be all of the things you are to me. Surely, surely you can see. Is it really necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to make children to make love. And we don't have to make love to have an orgasm.
Groovy. Groovy.
The Gulch. The Gulch.
You are the hiccup in my speech, lamenting little, little sheep. See, I am the wolf that I like to eat. Does that make me wrong? Can I enjoy you?
Pixies on Culture Radio with Valoria from 1990's Bossa Nova. Before that, Black Carl off their album Borrowed, we heard The Wolf. I haven't seen them for a while in Jerome. I think Black Carl is out of our price range now. I don't know. Let's hope they come back sometime. Prince from 1987's Sign of the Times. We heard If I Was Your Girlfriend. And Roy Buchanan from 1974's second album. We heard I Won't Tell You No Lies. Yeah, it may be that you're listening to Gulch Radio now on the FM band. If you are, in fact, doing that, be sure to drop us an email and let us know where you're receiving us. We'd love to hear from you. GulchRadio@hotmail.com is our email address. You can get a hold of us at your leisure. But again, if you are listening to us on the FM band, welcome to the new FM band. More of What's Up Wednesday now with Masters of Reality. Here is 100 Years of Tears on the Wind.
hide your theatrics. Your acting's a drag. It's okay on TV, but you can get turned off. Your marriage is a tragedy, but it's not my concern. I'm very superficial. I hate everything official. Your private life drama, baby, leave me out. Your private life drama, baby, leave me out. Sentimental gestures only bore me to death. You've made a desperate appeal, now save your breath. Attachment to obligation, regret shit that's so wet. And your sex life complications are not my fascination. Your private life, Tom, will be keeping me out. Private life, Tom, will be keeping me out.
And now the sound of John Denver being strangled.
You came on my pillow.
Thank you.
Bill Gulch. Bill Gulch.
We have another number going out. I'm howling for my darling, okay?
Thank you. With clubs, fighting at Howl Beach. There's no such thing as human rights when you walk the New York streets. A cop was shot in the head by a 10-year-old kid named Boot in Central Park last week. The fathers and daughters lined up by the coffins by the statue of bigotry. Hey, you better hold on. Something happening here. You better hold on. Well, I'll meet you at Tompkins Square. The dopey sent a message to the cops last week and they shot him in the car where he sat. And Eleanor Bumpus and Michael Stewart must have appreciated that. There's a rampaging rage rising up like a plague of bloody vials washing up on the beach. It'll take more than the angels, I and Mike Tyson to heal this bloody breach. Hey, hey, you better hold on. Or something's happening here. You better hold on. I'm gonna meet you in Tompkins Square. A junkie ran down a lady, a pregnant dancer. She'll never dance, but the baby was saved. He shot up some China white and nodded out at the wheel, and he doesn't remember a thing. They shot that old lady cause they thought she was a witness to a crime she didn't even see. Whose home is the home of the brave by the statue of bigotry? Hey, better hold on. Something's happening here. You better hold on. There's a riot in Tompkins Square. You got a black 38 and a gravity knife. You still have to ride the train. There's the smelly essence of New York down there, but you ain't no Bernard Goetz. There's no mafia lawyer to fight in your corner for that 15 minutes of fame. The have and have nots are bleeding in the tub. That's New York's future, not mine. Oh, you better hold on. Something's happening here. You better hold on. Hey, baby, something's happening here. Hold on. Ooh, baby.
Radio and GulchRadio.com, starting off that jam with Masters of Reality, the one album where they're joined by Ginger Baker on drums, and Ginger even sings a song. We heard 100 Years of Tears on the Wind from 1992's Sunrise on the Suffer Bus. Then Grace Jones from 1978, we heard Private Life. Also some Howlin' Wolf, Rockin' the Blues live in Germany back in 64 with Howlin' for My Darlin'. And finishing up with Lou Reed, we heard Hold On from 1989's New York. And I mentioned it before, but it's worth mentioning again, there is an interview with Lou Reed released around the time, well, the album was released around 89, as I mentioned, but the interview with Lou Reed about the album and Lou's music in general is from around 1989 as well. And they just finally published it for some reason. And it's on their website, rollingstone.com or whatever, but a good read. We get back to more of What's Up Wednesday now with Pierre Morland's Gong. Here's Emotions.